now, and I need your help.
This better be good.
Come with me, let's go outside.
4007, fall behind. He may be trying to pull a fast one.
Starkian moves, walk around the corner from the pub, and are met by a shadowy figure standing in the dark. The man is wearing a black business suit, and his face appears to have a zebra-shaped pattern, with no eye sockets and no mouth, just the shape of a human head. He has a matching black and white tie. In his right hand, he holds what appears to be a mask in the shape of a wolf head.
Starkey, me Quadon. He is a galactic overseer.
A what?
I'm a galactic overseer. A muse of the stars. The wolf mask is our calling card and provides indisputable proof of my genuine identity. I am the overseer of the black holes. I know of every event horizon, its origin, its current location in space, and what solar systems will be destroyed by it.
And one's headed to my home planet. We need your help, Starkey.
Quarden divulges the entire story of this particular black hole, and how Move's home planet, Kepler-10b, is being drawn to it. Although there is no way that this event could be thwarted, there is a slight possibility that it could be delayed. But they need to act quickly. There is only a short window of opportunity.
Starkey, I've been searching for you for decades. If our calculations are correct, certain harmonic frequency qualities can slow the planet's speed towards the black hole by interfering with its gravitational pull, and thus maintain Kepler-10b's existence for up to 3 million years. These sonic waveforms can travel through space, creating...
Quarden explains to Starkey that he's the only person that possesses...